Science on the Brain with Marshall Brain. Hello and welcome. I'm Marshall Brain, and today's big science question is, what is the best insulator? So let's start at the beginning. What is an insulator? And an insulator is just a thing that keeps hot stuff hot and cold stuff cold. So a blanket is a good example of an insulator. A blanket keeps you warm at night. It insulates you and keeps you warm. Another good thing would be a cooler. Like this is a styrofoam cooler. It keeps hot stuff hot or cold stuff cold. You also see insulation up in the attic of your house. It keeps your house a nice even temperature. There's insulation in your refrigerator. So it's used in lots of different places. Today we're going to test five different types of insulation. We're going to use stuff from around your house. Our first insulator is going to be just five layers of normal paper towels. Our second insulator is going to be five layers of normal newspaper. Our third insulator is going to be five layers of normal aluminum foil, just from a roll of aluminum foil. And our last is going to be a mix. Aluminum foil, three layers of paper towel, and a layer of newspaper. Now here's how we're going to set up today's experiment. We've got five styrofoam cups. We're going to take hot water from the tap, pour them in, and cover four of them with insulation. One of them we're going to leave open. And then we've also got two normal plastic cups just to see if they're any different from styrofoam cups. Today I'm also going to start out with a hypothesis. A hypothesis is just a guess about how I think the experiment will turn out. And my guess is that these five layers of paper towels will do the best. And the reason I think that is because a blanket is nice and thick and fluffy and it keeps you warm. So out of all these materials, this seems like the thickest and fluffiest. So I'm going to guess or hypothesize that the paper towels will do the best, and we'll see whether I'm right or wrong. So let's go ahead and start our experiment. I've got nice hot water coming out of the tap. Now, I'm going to take my hot water and I'm going to fill up with the same amount of water all of my different cups. Now I'm going to test and see how hot the water is at the start. So to start with, the water in all these cups is about 126 degrees. Now let's put the tops on the four that we're going to insulate. Cup number one is a normal plastic cup. Number two is a bigger plastic cup. Number three is a styrofoam cup with no insulation. Number four is a styrofoam cup with paper towel as the insulation. This is newspaper as the insulation, aluminum foil, and then the mix of aluminum foil, paper towels, and newspaper. Now I just start the stopwatch. And we'll come back in 10 minutes and see what the temperature is. So at the start, all of our cups were at about 126 degrees. So at the 10 minute point, I'm just going to stir this up really good. And then I'm going to take the temperature at the top of the liquid, 118.2 degrees. And then I'm just going to go down the line and do that for every cup. There, that's the graph of our first set of points. So now let's see what our graph shows us. It shows us that normal plastic cups with no insulation on top are by far the worst. They lost heat the fastest. A styrofoam cup did better, but if it doesn't have a lid, it loses heat pretty fast as well. Both the paper towel and the newspaper did about the same. And that means my hypothesis was wrong because they did not do as well as the two tops that had aluminum foil in them. My hypothesis was that the fluffy paper towels would do the best. And I was wrong. You can try all sorts of experiments at home. You could try plastic wrap. You could try fiberglass insulation from your attic. You could try breakfast cereal in plastic bags. It doesn't really matter. Come up with your own hypothesis about what you think will do better. Maybe a mixture will do even better than anything we've tried here. And then try it out. And remember, it's okay to be wrong. Being wrong is an important part of science because from that you learn new things. Have fun performing your own science experiments.
Science on the Brain with Marshall Brain.